And welcome back to Rosie on the House. Join us as we take a ride through the beautiful Red Rock country of Sedona in a Peak Jeep Tour with Rob McMullen, their content manager, who's joining us here in studio this morning. Rob, talk us through, we've talked through the Grand Canyon Tour, talk us through some of the other routes you have. What are the most popular?
Can we start with that ancient ruins tour? We actually got to do that one. It was pretty fabulous.
Sure. Yeah, the ancient ruin tour, that is a popular tour where we visit the Honanki Heritage Site. That is about a 700-year-old cliff dwelling, and we take our guests right up to the walls and through that structure, talk a little bit about the history of it and the history of the Verde Valley and how all of that came together. We're real proud of that site. We partnered with several organizations to get that site protected by the federal government. So that has we're proud of that, and that has a special preservation element to it out there as well.
That's one of the closest. That's about the closest I've been to a public ruin where you could get up to it. It's just fabulous. You just walk right up to it and can kind of envision what it was like, you know.
You're right up to the stones that were hand laid 700 years ago. You're right in the ruin. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're right there. And you might remember, there's a lot of rock art there as well. There's over 1,500 examples of rock art, petroglyphs, and pictographs. It's thought that some of them are actually even thousands of years old. They think that site may have been used by people for a very, very long time. And you know, my favorite part of that tour is that it's a riddle, it's a puzzle, and I always come out of there with more questions than answers. And to me, that's a lot of fun to just go over what we do know, what we don't know, and just reflect on what it might have been like to live here 700, 800 years ago or more.
Yeah, the inquiring mind wants to know, did they
water.
Do yoga and do vortex facial scrubs? You know?
I think more about where their water came from and their food.
Yeah, I don't know about the yoga. There's some theories about where the water might have come from. They do think the Verde Valley was more wet in ancient times, that it's slowly drying out. And, of course, if you live anywhere in Arizona, that wouldn't come as a surprise.
So that's the ancient ruin tour. What was the name of the site?
The Honanki Heritage Site. Honanki means House of the Badger.
Cool. All right. So, and that loop would take someone about how long?
That entire tour is about 3 hours. It starts with a beautiful ride from Sedona out through the backcountry, we call it, real close to the Red Rock formations. It's about a 50-minute drive out there. You spend a solid hour at the ruins themselves and dive deep into that history and that culture, and then you have that same beautiful ride on the way back. It's about 3 hours.
And all you right. do end up with that spa treatment with all that lovely red dust.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
There you go. All right, so another route that is common and popular.
Well, our most popular tour is certainly the Broken Arrow Tour. That's our signature tour. That's pretty well known, and that is a four-wheel drive off-road adventure. You do get into some rock crawling on that. We take the Jeeps up and over the Red Rocks. We get them into 45-degree angles and twisty, turny, all kinds of things. You'd be surprised what those vehicles can do, but that's a real thrill. That's a lot of fun, very popular for children of all ages.
Did I read too that that's
people really love that one?
That one's exclusive to you. Is that what I read on the website?
That is exclusive to us. We have an agreement with the Red Rock Ranger District, the Forest Service here, and we help maintain that trail. We invest a lot of time and energy into taking care of the trails that we use. We know we share them with everybody, and we do our part to make sure they stay in good shape for everybody's use.
That sounds like an awesome trip. That'll be the one we do next.
Is it too scary? On a scale of 1 to 10, how scary is that?
Yeah, if I bring Jennifer, will she be the first one that ever asks to get out of the Jeep and walk?
She would not be the first one to ask, no. And it's not real scary. Like I said, it's a thrill. Mostly, it's just a surprise that you come away with a respect for what those vehicles can do and what our drivers can do. It's not a scare fest, though. It's a great time.
And y'all are in the actual Jeep vehicles, right? What are y'all currently using right now?
They are Jeep Wranglers, you bet.
Okay.
And our fleet, we keep them in good shape. I think several years, different years and models worth of vehicles that are still operating in our fleet, but they are all Wranglers.
And y'all get the Wrangler and then rip the roof off?
We do. We take off the roof. We custom build that canopy that you see. It's open air, which is great. You feel like you're right there in the wilderness, in the environment. And we do a lot of upgrades to the suspension. Of course, that's reinforced quite a bit. And naturally, that coat of pink paint. We do all that in-house.
Y'all do, right there in Sedona?
We do, right here.
That's cool. So you take a brand new Wrangler and you chop it up, open it up, create the new lifted seating, new suspension, paint it pink, and you're ready to go.
That's it.
I love it.
We sure do. And we have some patents that we're also proud of in that process. So there, you know, some people tease us about the color, but it really is a monster truck under there with just wearing a pink coat of paint. That's it. But they're impressive.
Well, it's worked for you, the pink.
Yeah, that's right.
Indeed.
And so the after the Broken Arrow, what is the more popular route?
You know, another really popular tour is, we call it the Scenic Rim, and that's exactly what it sounds like. That is a scenic ride up the Mogollon Rim here in Sedona, about 1,000-foot elevation gain, and that's just views. You're in the shadow of the Red Rocks there. That's a really great tour as well. And there's a lot of history. Speaking of history, there's a lot of that on that trail as well.
Now, that isn't just Schnebley Hill Road, is it?
It is.
Okay.
We travel up Schnebley Hill Road for that tour, and that follows closely along the Munn's Wagon Trail. And that's really where the history comes into play. Munn's Wagon Trail was the early route from Sedona to Flagstaff. The Munns family lived in the Verde Valley, lived here in the Sedona area, ended up, founding Munns Park, named after the Munns family. And that route made its way up the Mogollon Rim to Flagstaff. That's where the railroad was. So a lot of those early Sedona folks were farmers, and they'd take their wares up and ship it out on the railroad, and that was the route. So that tour follows that trail loosely. We talk a lot about the history there in addition to the views.
You know, when I see a road like that, Rob, I always wonder about the guy that first started cutting it. I mean, there's some hair-raising couple points on that road. You just have to think, okay, he's probably doing it with a horse-drawn grader, riding this thing that's just bucking like a rodeo wild horse and trying to cut into the side of that mountain in a way, engineering-wise, where you're scraping the top and allowing it to fall down so you have a place for your wheels to roll so you can keep on going down the road. Those guys must have just been monster men.
Hardy souls.
I agree with you 100%. When I think about what the pioneers, the frontiersmen, the challenges they faced, men and women, just taming the land, if you will, but making lives for themselves, just as you're describing, the back-breaking work, it's impressive.
Yeah, just reading Sedona's biography, a wonderful exploration of local history. All right, well, Rob, I can't let you go without asking you a couple really personal, private, secret questions.
You're not obligated.
Okay.
All right. So all the guides meet. No one has booked a ride the whole day. You have all the Jeeps, all the guides. You get to go anywhere you want. Where does Rob take his guides?
Well, let's see.
Give it up. Come on, give it up.
You know, I really like Volte Arch Road. We do offer a tour that heads out Volte Arch Road, but even beyond that, you know, one of the amazing things about Sedona is that within just a few miles of the city limits, you are in the wilderness. You are really out there. That Volte Arch Road is a great track to get you deep into the wilderness in just a couple of minutes. And then from there, there's hiking trails that go even deeper out into this Red Rock region. And that's a really beautiful spot back there.
Well, that was my next question. When you leave the Jeep at home, being in Sedona as long as you've been, and you're just going to, you know, strap on your Camelback water pack, peanut butter jelly sandwich in your boots, where's your favorite place to go?
Well, I'd say a couple of things.
You only have about 60,000 people listening right now, so don't think you're going to give up your spot. You know,
you know, I feel very fortunate, Rosie. Just about out my back door, I can get on several of Sedona's amazing hiking trails. I live within walking distance of Cathedral Rock, and a lot of the trails around that rock formation are awe-inspiring. So my wife and I will, you know, we'll suit up. We'll get the dog ready. We'll get that PB&J sandwich going, like you said. And, you know, the most fun thing is to just see where the trail takes you.
Amen.
It's fun to just explore, too. There's about 300 miles of hiking trails in Sedona. You can't go wrong. That's another thing. They're all great.
Well, Rob, I can't thank you enough for joining us here in studio this morning. Why don't you let folks know, if we've whet their appetite a little bit and they'd like to participate in some of these adventures, how would they get in touch with Pink Jeep, and how would they scroll through the different routes that are available, pick one, and get it booked?
You know, Rosie, we have a brand new website, so I'm glad you asked. The URL for that is pinkadventuretours.com, and it's exactly what you said. You can scroll through all of our tours. It's got videos, pictures, descriptions. You can book your tours directly through the website, and so that's just a perfect place to go. We have a call center. You can always pick up the phone and call in. Any one of our agents can describe the tours just like I did.
That's
and
awesome.
Help you pick the one that's right for you.
And folks, I can tell you, you can't miss any tour. Is going to be a great view tour. But I'll tell you, the one thing we enjoyed a lot when we took our Pink Jeep tour was the story they tell, the guide, the driver. It's an absolute fabulous family experience. Look them up, get out there, and enjoy the great state of Arizona. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Jennifer.